This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
17 after 7 here on Power Business on Power 98.7. We move on now to a discussion with Nkazi Sokhulu, the co-founder and chief executive officer at Yalu with Credit Life Insurance. And we are talking today about options that are available for you and your loved ones should this COVID-19 result in job loss or retrenchment or even unpaid leave. Another conversation that we would like you, the Power listener, to share your views with us on. And you can give us a call in studio on the number 0861-987-000. Tweet us on at PowerFM987 using the hashtag PowerBusiness. We also take your WhatsApp voice notes on the line 083-303-7093. You can also send us an email on powerbusiness@power987.co.za. Thank you so much for your time, Nkazi. Let's start by talking about the basics, really. What are the options that are available that we find ourselves in doing business unusual, uncharted territory, really, with this COVID-19 outbreak?
No, thank you for having me, Dumasang. It's definitely business unusual. But, you know, if you're in the world of insurance, this is the point of why insurance companies exist. The point is to be that guiding light in chaotic times. People want to take out policies in order to protect themselves in such situations. So for me, where we are with COVID-19 and what it could mean for you as an individual South African right now, it would be, if you've got debt, the first thing I would be doing is checking if you've got credit life insurance on your debt. Because what you're finding right now is that there's different announcements being made in response to COVID-19, saying, you know, some of those announcements coming from government, some of them coming from banks, saying that there's going to be payment holidays and all sorts of interesting ideas have been floated. But actually, most of you are paying for credit life insurance on your debt. Most of you don't recognize you have that. So the first thing I would start is look at your statements, look at your loan statements and see if you're paying for credit life insurance as a premium. And if you are, then I believe, given all the uncertainty and given the things that are already happening to certain people who are already losing jobs, yeah, this is the time to claim from your credit life insurance policy.
Okay. Now tell us about this retrenchment benefit. How does that generally work?
So the retrenchment benefit, or the loss of income benefit, as the regulations call it, what it is that it typically looks after someone who is permanently employed. So if you had a job with whatever company may be, and you then lose your job through retrenchment, which is typically done through what is called in South African labor law, Section 189 process, you then can claim for retrenchment benefit. And the retrenchment benefit in most policies in the market will pay for 12 months installments on your debt. Mm. So a lot of people now, because of what's happening in the economy, are asking, but what if I'm not permanently employed? What if I am a self-employed? What if I'm a contractor? In most policies, unfortunately, cover only permanently employed people. However, there are some policies that do also cover contractors, that do also cover those who are self-employed. And what we had done with the Yalu Credit Life Insurance Plan is we considered all these differences in the market, and we said anybody who switches to us, who already has cover for as a contractor or as a self-employed person, you will still enjoy that cover when you switch over to us. But if you look at what the regulations and the regulator ask for, it typically only covers for permanently employed people.
In the instance then where a client is not necessarily retrenched, but they are required by their employers to take what is called a compulsory unpaid leave, meaning that they will not be getting their full salaries, what options are there for that kind of individual?
So this one is an even more rarer scenario. There are probably, I've seen about 53 different credit life insurance products in the market, and there's probably only three. There's only three that actually would cover specifically unpaid, forced unpaid leave. It is a very rare situation to be covered, and there's literally only three that I've come across. But again, with Yalu, if you had that cover and you switched over, you would get that. But it is a very rare one. I would recommend that you check your insurance policy. If you don't have your insurance policy, you're not sure, again, ask your bank. Do you have credit life insurance on the debt that you may have with them? And if you do, ask for the terms and conditions. Ask for your policy schedule and see if you would specifically be covered for this. But I can tell you it is very rare to be covered for this.
And you mentioned the word rare, but given where we find ourselves currently on the globe and in particular in South Africa, I don't know anymore what more surprises we'll be getting in this new year. Definitely didn't start on a good note. And I know for some customers, claiming can be a nightmare. How easy and feasible is it to administer a claim like this one?
So, you know, I think just to take a step back on that one, I do think this situation requires extraordinary measures. And I think the same way in which banks are being required to come up with solutions that can support the economy, that can support small businesses, that can support people losing jobs, I think insurers will probably also have to come to the table and come up with a solution that is unique to the situation. So I do recognize that most policies don't cover these things, but I do think this is the time to stand up and be counted. And I really do believe that the right thing will ultimately be done. Now, in terms of claiming for employment-related benefits, so retrenchment or, as we're talking about, forced paid leave or forced unpaid leave, you will require, insurance companies will typically require to send them the proof that comes from the company. So it will be typically a letter on the company's letterhead that informs the insurance company the situation that payout. So if you've been retrenched according to Section 189, there will be a retrenchment letter. If you've been put on forced unpaid leave, there will be a letter with the company's letterhead that specifically states that you, Dumisang, are being forced to go on unforced paid leave for the next 30 days, and this is how much you're getting paid. So it is evidence that comes from the company that explains your situation and outlines what you are getting paid. That is typically what is asked for. And once that is verified by the insurance company with the company too, because it's not just the documentation that gets sent to the insurer, the insurer will then also need to talk directly with the employer, then a claim can be paid out. Typically, that process takes about 2 weeks if it's done efficiently. And usually the holdup is the insurer trying to contact the employer. Usually the employer tends to be a little bit slow in responding, but it can be a relatively quick process in that sense.
Has this COVID-19 outbreak in a way changed the playing field in the insurance sector? Because half the time we rely on what is called as the unemployment insurance fund, and the thought of maybe investing in an insurance policy such as this one, it's a very, very far away reachable thought when you think about should you find yourself out of work.
So I think it's too early to say if it has changed the landscape yet. But, you know, we've been on this platform a few times over the past few years, you know, sort of sometimes feeling like I'm you know, standing in a pulpit and saying, guys, please look into this situation. And I think this is as good a time as any for people to take stock. Most of us are living in debt. I know I've got debt. I've got a lot of personal debt that I need to, take out in order to look after certain family members of my family to start this business and the likes. And I know that if I die or I get disabled or get retrenched, I am covered, because these situations play out a lot of times, and most people don't have cover that actually settles, or insurance cover that settles debt, when most of us actually live in debt. So for me, I think this is a good time for everybody to take stock. Ask themselves, do you have cover? If you don't, who should you get cover from? There are very few independent players. In fact, Yalu is currently the only independent player outside of the big banks that offers credit life insurance. Seek those options out there. Ask your bank. Ask the likes of them, what are you covering me for? What are your premiums? When are you going to pay me? Ask those tough questions and take the cover that is appropriate for you and you think is affordable for you, and make sure you take care of your family, because these situations happen, and COVID-19 is unfortunately a very clear example of how this matter can play out. And now people are rightfully scrambling, trying to figure out how to pay for their debt, and a lot of people don't have cover to help them in the situation.
Definitely a tailor-made solution is advisable, and I do also want to find out from you who really a policy like this is targeted at. At times you find that the younger employed individual may think that they have a fountain of youth and hardly ever think about investing in such.
Well, I certainly used to think I was I've definitely made my fair share of mistakes. But where this product is typically offered to is anybody who takes out debt at a bank. Mm-hmm. So if you go to the Green Bank tomorrow and you take out a personal loan, you will typically be required to have credit life insurance. If you go to the Red Bank tomorrow and take out a student loan, you'll be required to take out credit life insurance. But other types of debt, so for instance, if you go take out a vehicle loan, it's usually usually optional to take out credit life insurance. Mm. So I would consider the various different types of debt that you have and ask yourself, if it's the typical ones, like I said, like student loans or personal loans, double check that you've already got it, because most people already have it. It's because it's mandatory in most cases in this country. But the other ones, such as vehicle loans, you want to go and see if you have cover. If you don't, this is the time to consider taking out cover for those. But basically, as long as you have an ability to generate income and have an ability to pay back a loan, you will get credit life insurance offered to you.
We know that consumers are cash-strapped in South Africa. At times, we see reports that the first payments usually that fall off of one's books is an insurance policy, or even, insurance policy on the goods that you have in your household. Is it expected or justifiable that South African consumers may not be able to afford this?
Look, it's a good point you're raising. So, what we've done to try and mitigate this problem for our customers at Yalu is that we offer customers something that no other insurance company offers in the credit life insurance space, which is the Yalu credit life insurance plan offers individuals to miss up to 2 consecutive months of premium and you'd still enjoy cover. Most policies only offer you 1 month, and after missing 1 month of premium, then the policy lapses. We offer up to 2 months. So in the third month, we would try to collect all your premiums, and if you don't, then on the third month, then the policy would lapse. So, and we designed that particularly because we understood that people go through hardships, people go through tough times, and it's fair to give people a chance to make it up and to be understanding. But that is not the case with every policy out there. There are no specific rules beyond 1 month that require insurance companies to give you a chance. So it really becomes a question of what your specific provider has made a decision on and whether they will try to meet you at your point of need. And that's what we've tried to do, is to just extend that the potential of people missing premiums, because we know people go through these tough times.
Thank you so much for your input. That is Nkazi Sokhulu from Yalu talking to us about credit life insurance. And this is a discussion as we find ourselves in the global pandemic of COVID-19, and talking there about whether you may seek to get insurance as a result of a job loss or retrenchments and even unpaid leave.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.